From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting less than 24 hours after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP's Sagar Magani is following that story.
The president tweeted North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration has told lawmakers it had reached a deal that would keep the Chinese telecom firm ZTE alive, possibly clearing the way for the United States to make progress in its high-stakes trade talks with China next month. Under the agreement, ZTE would oust its management team, hire American compliance officers to be placed at the firm, and pay a fine. That fine would come on top of the roughly $1 billion ZTE has already paid for selling equipment to North Korea and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says if Iranian leaders accept U.S. demands to behave like a normal nation, Americans will visit Iran and treat it as a friend. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service broadcast Friday, Pompeo said the goal of the new Iran strategy that he revealed earlier this week is set to set conditions for Iran's Islamist rulers to behave like normal leaders. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is now out there. The UN Children's Fund warns that the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children, and special care must be taken to help them survive. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillirac tells VOA orphan children often become social outcasts because of their association with this fatal disease.
There is, as you mentioned rightly, the risk of stigma and the risk that the child, when his father, his caregiver, his mother is affected, the child is psychologically affected.
Bouillirac says UNICEF is taking preventive measures. He says trained therapists are providing assistance to families affected by the Ebola outbreak. He says they also are helping children cope psychologically with the trauma of losing loved ones. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Utah man has been released from a jail in Venezuela after spending nearly 2 years behind bars on weapons charges. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch announced on Twitter that Joshua Holt and his wife have been freed. Holt had been held in the Caracas jail without trial since June 2016 on what he has called trumped-up weapons charges. The 26-year-old had gone to Venezuela to get married after meeting his wife online while looking for Spanish-speaking Mormons to help him improve his language skills. Police arrested Holt during a raid on the public housing complex where the couple lived, saying they'd found an assault rifle and grenades. Holt has denied the charge. President Trump hailed his release as good news, saying in a tweet that he expects to welcome Holt and his family to the White House this evening. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The official vote count is underway in Ireland's historic abortion rights referendum, with two exit polls suggesting an overwhelming victory for the pro-choice movement. The Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, told reporters in Dublin Saturday that the preliminary results represent the pinnacle of a quiet revolution. Leading anti-abortion groups said the referendum has resulted in a tragedy of historic proportions. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Santos, the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize laureate who made peace with FARC rebels, said the move would improve Colombia's image on the world stage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.